Alrighty, welcome to the Casual Horror Business again. This is the bonus episode to our main show, and this is where we talk horror, unlike Leo's Corner, which is mostly music, sometimes a little bit different surprises. I am Joey, this is Leo,
as we
always do. So we are continuing our talks about part threes in horror movies. We did part one, whatever, last week or so. We are continuing. And we left off. I went with Hatchet 3. And now it's Leo to do with his choice, if he has one.
Son of Frankenstein.
So, Son of Frankenstein I've not seen it in a while, but I just remember, like, really liking it so much. Like, I'm trying to remember, like, the overall story.
I can tell you the overall story, if it'll shine some memory.
So, I just remember, like, really liking it. I was like, man, that's a good movie.
All right, so Son of Frankenstein was the story of the son of Frankenstein. I'm pretty stupid to say. But he moves back to the village where his father created the monster. And this is where the Frankenstein story actually starts losing convolutions in the storyline. Because you have remember Bride of Frankenstein, the monster killed himself with the bride and Dr. whatever his name was. So this one, he apparently was frozen? Or he was struck by lightning. And this is where you get the Igor character, played by Bela Lugosi, which is like the evil mastermind at this point.
Yeah, again, like now it's starting to kind of in my brain some, yeah.
So, there's also I forgot the name of the character, but he's a police officer with the wooden arm that always does the thing. And it's actually it's kind of like Breaking Bad, to be honest, between the son, who outwits who. But the Frankenstein monster is kind of in the middle of the whole thing because the Bela Lugosi Igor character wants revenge on people who killed him, or apparently because they broke his neck. They convicted him of a murder or something, or they convicted him for something. It's been a while since I've seen it too, but they convicted him for a murder or a theft or something, and he uses the Frankenstein monster to kill the people that convicted him because they hung him.
And then
where I feel like the movie is kind of iffy is because the Igor character in the original movie was he named or was he not named? But he was killed by hung. He was hung, but it was Frankenstein who hung his ass. Second, it was the thing that threw me off was the detective with the hand that was wooden or whatever it was. He said that the monster ripped off his arm when he was a child. So there was really on the first two Frankenstein movies, there was really never a showing of him attacking another kid. So
I still feel like especially like movies back then with storylines, it seemed like there was less care because even like the 80s there was less care about going back to make sure things add up. I think that's something that just happened relatively recently in horror cinema,
Yeah, but I know we talked about the whole Michael Myers had the most convoluted story of all time. Honestly, let's look back even further. Frankenstein.
Probably
The
does
original
actually.
Universal monster himself had the most convoluted storyline of all time.
Actually, because yeah, because like, well,
And it starts with this the third one, this third installment.
again, that also brings up all our thing with like part three is again. There's just something about the part three that kind of like makes or breaks the series. To me, again, I've not seen this movie in a while, but I do remember really liking it. And compared to like another franchise in the Universal series that also has a very similar name as a part three, I think this is where Frankenstein like separates itself and becomes the best franchise out of the big ones, at least in my opinion. Well, besides, Bride of Frankenstein is the best sequel out of all those
A lot of
Universal.
people hold this one to be the ultimate sequel, especially it's a third.
Well, again, that's what I'm saying. Like, because like this one's really good, and well, like again, like I don't remember it too well, but like the fact that you have that in your mindset of it always been like really good, just us like talking about Hatchet 3, don't remember it too well, just being kind of about it. The fact that I don't remember this movie too well, but I just remember it being like, man, this movie's good,
Or kind of like I remember Critters being the way it is.
yeah, there's just kind of like there's just yeah and I mean, one's like revisit the old, especially like the Frankenstein series, like this and House of Frankenstein and all that.
Well, it's like four movies long. You could probably do a month out of it.
Yeah, we could.
When was Mary Shelley, the month she was born? We should do it.
Maybe so. I think she was. I almost wanted to say January, but I could be wrong. It feels like she was early on in the year, like January or like February. Could be wrong.
August.
Like
She died
August, yeah.
February.
Could be wrong. Could be wrong. All right. It's
Was
like.
born August 30, 1797. Jesus. Her book is that old?
Old story. Yeah, so like my ratings for this, again, I'm gonna do same way with the Hatchet rating. I don't remember too well, but I'm gonna give this a 7.5 just based on my remember like watching it and just enjoying it. I'm sure. Well, I don't know. So
When
let's say
we
like.
review it, that shit's gonna shoot up through the roof.
Maybe so. Maybe we'll be like, oh man, this is like a nine.
Speaking of nine, I recently saw it last year. And about like 4 hours ago. Fresh in mind. I'm just kidding, I saw it about a year ago. It's in the nines. I want to say 9 or 9.5. Say 9.25.
Okay, 10.25.
It's one of those rare moments that is there, but it's a fight between. I think the final review should come. Shit, not next year, August.
You could
We should
do
find
like
out. We should do it the year. When did Frankenstein get released? The book. Yeah, we really gotta do this. Hold on.
Do they know the month that it was released, like the book?
Okay. January 1818. January will be Frankenstein month.
All right. Man, like we should have done like January of like 2018. Wait, we weren't like recording back then, but you know, it would have been good.
We're going to celebrate Frankenstein's 200th and.
We can't do math here. You guys know, even though it's simple math.
Yeah.
204.
Yeah, that's right. We're at 2022. It'll be 2022, 18. All right, yeah. We'll be celebrating 204 years of Frankenstein. And we will start it off with the black and white Thomas Edison film.
All right. That's a good one, too. My pick, I'm pretty sure you've seen, because you showed it off a bit earlier today. The Omen 3, Final Conflict. This movie, you kind of say is like Child's Play 3, kind of, so they skip a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, Damien is now like in his 30s or something like that, early 20s.
Trying to become a U.S. president or something.
Yeah, because like again, that's not much of a stretch because like his father was in politics and stuff like that, so it makes sense. But yeah, so like that's the ultimate power that I guess the devil wants, you know, president, U.S. and all that. If it seems like people think this movie is pretty decent, I do too. Like it's definitely I thought it was like a pretty good story from like the first two.
Okay, I would say if you were to watch this movie from the third one, it kind of probably wouldn't make as much sense.
As in, like, starting with yeah. The third one?
Yeah. No, but here's the thing is, like, you can watch Freddy 3, and it makes sense. You can watch Frankenstein, the Son of Frankenstein 3. You know, you can watch Son of Frankenstein, it still makes sense. Like, yeah. Sometimes the third one, usually the third ones are the bastards that stand alone, that are continuations. This is what makes a good third a good third. It's a continuation, but it still stands on its own. That's what makes a good third a third. Some of the low rating ones just did not work. Besides Critters is, it just worked the same way kind of Gremlins did. And let's be honest, we still have not seen a Gremlins 3.
Like, that was actually going to be like one of my questions. Like, what movie would you like to see a third one? There's no third one of. Like, my answer would have been Gremlins 3. Because there's like a few other movies, but like the fact that I've been waiting on Gremlins 3 since I was a kid, you know, I think that's always gonna be like my number one like choice of like third movie.
I'm trying to figure out how the hell I can stay up on this damn chair without it going down. Let's see. There we are. If I fall down now, I swear to God. Give me a second. And I'm sinking. I'm pretty sure I'm sinking.
Yeah, I'm sinking. Well, like, I remember this movie, like, also, like, having some pretty good acting in it. Overall, pretty good convincing story. Last time I saw it was maybe 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, something like that. That was pretty good. The one Omen film side note that I don't remember is the fourth one. I like a part of me even thinks that I never saw the fourth one. I know like the fourth one was like a made for TV or like a made for HBO type movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I actually saw it.
I recently bought the collection because my wife wanted to watch Omen.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because I know like the fourth one like starts off a brand new separate story, but like I'm debating if I actually saw the fourth one or not.
Yeah, the original Omen 2.
I want to say this. I take Omen 2. I think I kind of like it better than the first one. Yeah, the Awakening game, like, man, like, I'm trying to think, did I actually watch it? I know that I never saw, like, the remake. I know. All right, Leo, any more things to say about Final Conflict?
For this one, I just think it's a really good continuation.
Yeah.
For the original story. Can't really say anything about the fourth one. So I don't know where that leads it. It's actually something for people to actually watch. If you honestly seen the 2006 one, I think and never watched the original, I think you're actually missing out on a lot more story. This is something that when you watch the ending, it's maybe something that for now should be left alone and just go watch the originals.
Yeah.
I'll drop a rating. I will give it an 8.5.
I was in kind of a toss-up. I kind of want to go with a 7.5. Like, I kind of feel 8's too high, so I'm just going to say 7. You know what? 7.75.
That worked. Yeah, we have to do it sometimes. We got to drop them 25s and 75s in there every once in a while.
You know. Maybe if I watched it, like, today, I would have a definite pain, but...
I mean, I do love The Omen. Like, I love that series a lot. It's just... I've seen all of them but the fourth one. Honestly. Yeah,
first three are really good. So is your pick now?
Part three.
Let's know that we
go. Let's go we classic. Might,
what's that?
Go to a classic we know we've seen. Let's talk about a director that is legendary.
Okay.
Let's talk about George A. Romero's Day of the Dead.
Okay. Well, okay. So
you never see these. I swear to God. I'll strangle you.
It's like I knew that this was gonna like happen pretty soon, that we were gonna start to get to the territory of like films that the other one has not seen. I've never seen Day of the Dead, which is bad. I know. I get it. I like understand it. Hey, I never saw Return of the Living Dead, like part 3. Return of the Living Dead 3.
All right, this is an episode waiting to happen.
Maybe
we're both gonna watch each other's three movies. How about that?
There you go. All right.
We'll one episode.
We'll
do it in December.
But like, because we knew like this was gonna happen, I say Leo, do like a quick like your thoughts on Day of the Dead, and I'll do my quick thoughts on Return 3, and then we'll give our own like rating separately, but you know.
All right. Since Joey has heard all my feelings right now, he could make me cry right now. I could probably want to break up with him because of his podcast. Between George A. Romero, Wes Craven, that's a good triangle right there. Day of the Dead. Wow. It's a movie, really slow. A lot of people don't like that movie, but I honestly feel it's one of those movies that you should always give a second watch, and you'll realize that the more and more you watch it, it's the more and more you like it. At this point, it's the dead have taken over the world, and it's kind of cool to actually, because we did the Land of the Dead remake on this podcast, and it's kind of cool to actually start seeing the beginning of the zombies learning how to do things and all that. But this movie is literally the goriest out of all of the movies. And it's not just with the effects, it's also with the sound production. Like having someone's head being pulled off and then hearing that screech, it's like having like the cow intestines and everything, like when they use like the body parts, you know, like it's like the noises, it hits every spot for like gore perfect. But it's very overshadowed movie. It takes a while for things to rev up. And I think that's where a lot of people find it. If you're looking for gore, it takes a while.
Right.
I say this movie is very strong on dialogue, and it does it very well. The characters, either you love them, you hate them. It's like you're with them. You're there in the room with them. It's like you're in the journey with them. That's actually what makes the movie pretty damn good. And I think that's where George A. Romero's writing comes to play really good. You always feel like, or you used to feel like, used to be a part of the characters group. Like you want to be part of that survival group with them.
Like invested into the group. Okay. Pretty good. Sounds pretty good.
So, yeah, the gore takes a little while to get there. The final zombie attack takes a while to get there. It's a 2-hour movie. And that's kind of it's almost a 2-hour long movie. That's kind of what hurts the timing. But the characters make you feel welcome. You don't feel so like it's a 2-hour long movie. You feel it goes by because you get along with these characters. Okay. That's the thing. And that's, I feel like sometimes those kind of horror movies, that's where they work, because you're invested with the characters. You are, you feel like, hey, yo, that'd be like a friend of mine or someone I hate. And then, and you realize that's the motherfucker one day, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they're still satisfying what they do. Or the people that survive.
Yeah.
Like, no, why did he die? Like, you get in, you get to interact with these characters. That's what makes this three a very good one. And this one, I gotta go with a 9.
Wow.
It's Night of the Living Dead, 9.75. Dawn of the Dead, 9.5. This is a 9. And of course, you heard my opinion on Land of the Dead. Of course, it's gone down, but not as bad as people think. And I think I'd rather watch Land of the Dead than The Walking Dead on the screen. Joey, let me know about this.
Return of the Living Dead 3. So, it's...
Is that the one where it starts off, like, on a beach, and then, I don't know, like, the daughter takes her dad's badge or some shit?
On the, like, the very beginning, I don't remember exactly how exactly begins. I just remember, so, like, here's what I love.
It's been 200 years since I've seen that movie. That's why I'm asking.
You have seen it, okay.
I haven't seen it, but it's...
like, this movie, okay, so, like, back in, like, what was it? It came out in, like, 1991 or 92, something like that. Maybe 93. Latest 94. But I think it was, like, 92, I think. I remember always seeing this like, art, the VHS.
Of, oh, the girl.
Yeah. Like, it always had, like, standout art. I was like, okay, that's cool. One of these days, I'm going to watch it. As a kid, I thought it was going to be this, like, crazy, insane, almost Hellraiser type film. Again, as a kid, I didn't really know too much about horror. But I knew some, like Freddy Krueger. Huh? 93.
93?
Okay. But anyway, so it took me a while to watch Return of the Living Dead Part 2. And was disappointed with that movie quite a bit, which some people are, some people love it. It's just like a family movie to me. It's like a Disney took over, you know, Return of the Living Dead. But I saw Part 3, I think last year for the first time, or was it a year and a half ago? Relatively recently in my life.
Which one?
Part 3. I recently saw it. And that movie was so good. It's a really good... I like unconventional love stories, you know?
I don't understand why you don't watch K-dramas, or why don't you watch anime?
Oh, a little, like, quick anime thing. I'm going to, like, an anime thing next Friday. At least I'm planning on doing that with some friends. And me and another friend who are not, like, anime friends, and we're going to go there just because we were invited to go. We were like, why not? But anyway, Yeah, so like I like that whole concept, and it's, in this movie, it's very different from like the first two Living Dead films, like Return of Living Dead. I forgot if what's his face wrote this movie or had anything to do with it. The other guy with the Living Dead, I forgot if he had anything to do with the movie.
You got me there.
Yeah. But yeah, this is, it brings it back to like a rated R movie, because I think the second one was PG or like PG-13.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like a kid's movie. It was a goofball movie. The third one, like, brings this different element to it. Rebecca Spalding, she's a great lead actress. I've always thought that she needed to be in more stuff, because I also love her in the OC. I love her in like anything that she shows up into. She was in Charmed for like one episode.
It's rated R.
Why is it rated R? The second one?
I'm looking at it right now. It's rated R. And actually, I bought it. It's rated R.
I have it like on DVD, but is it really rated R? The second one? It's like, it feels like such a Disney movie.
See if I can see why it's rated R.
Maybe because I don't remember there's like much gore in it. And I don't remember if any swearing really either. But yeah, this is a,
it's rated R.
Maybe rewatch the second one. Well, like, the third one's good. It's a romantic zombie horror sci-fi film, because there's a lot of sci-fi elements in these movies, and I feel that's what like Return goes more into the sci-fi element, unlike what Romero did with like his part of it. To me, I'll give this movie a solid 8. I think it looks good. Like, it's directed really well. I'm on top of my head. I think I'm 90% wrong, but I think Jeff Byrne directed this movie. I think he did. I know it was like one of those guys. The guy that did Texas Chainsaw 3. I think he did this movie also. I think. Could be wrong. But like, the movie looks good. It's a great story. Who directed it then?
Brian Yuzna.
I don't know who that guy is, but
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So
let me find out who this fucker is. He did Dentist 2.
I never
saw Dentist 1. He did Faust. He was one of the writers on Bride of Reanimator.
Okay. I've seen Faust also. Faust from like 2003 or something like that.
All right. He was also a producer on nothing we watched.
Nothing you've watched. But...
All right. Well, let me see. Have you watched Amphimorius Takut?
So what you're saying, like, he pretty much does like horror movies and like sci-fi, it seems.
Yeah. He did Arachnid. Producer.
At least he knows like what he's doing, you know.
He produced Return of the Living Dead.
Oh, the first one, really? Man, pretty good.
Part 3. He also produced Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Warlock.
Both?
Dolls. Yeah. From Beyond. Reanimator.
So he's a Charles Band guy then.
He's a producer.
Well, yeah, but like, because like all like some of these films are like Charles Band movies, which is a Full Moon guy. So he was with the Empire Films then, Reanimator and stuff like From Beyond.
And that's where you know him from.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, like the film looks good. We're gonna have to like, again, we said we're gonna like do these films pretty soon. Like that. Hey, what you got next, Mr. Leo?
Damn. I was unprepared for this one. Of course.
That we are getting out of titles we've both seen.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure we've seen a bunch of threes together.
Okay, we're spitballing here. We're just spitballing. Just like take that ball and spit on it.